We're beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Ayin Resh Hey. We are up to Sif Zayin, the top line on page Nun Hey, the page following 108. The Mechaber says in Sif Zayin, Mutter Likros B'Meh Madlikin L'Or HaNer. We've been discussing in the Siman that you can't read by the candlelight on Shabbos. We're worried you might tilt the candle so that the oil goes closer to the wick, which is a problem of lighting on Shabbos. But the Mechaber tells us over here that you can read Perek B'Meh Madlikin by candlelight. Sharehu maskir iser Shabbos, because you are actually mentioning the iser of Shabbos. Ve'ech yishkach, how are you going to forget and accidentally tilt it when you're actually reading about the iser of tilting the candle? Says the Mishabura in Sefkotan Tazayin Likros b'mem madlikin, mashma didafka b'mem madlikin. Smasha from the Mechaber that we dafka are matir perek b'mem madlikin, sheshom niskar inyene iser hadlaka. That's where it discusses the topic of what's usher to light. The Eich Yishkach V'Yadlik, and how are you going to forget and light and tilt the candle? Avo Shar Hilchos Shabbos Lo, but to learn about Refu on Shabbos by the candlelight wouldn't help because it's not going to prevent you from tilting the candle. And Note 2080 points out, Haynu Davka HaMishnayos Shiva Perek Zeh, this general rule of Bema Madlikin being okay is only the Mishnayos. Uke Mashmos Loshen HaSmak, Shehu Makor HaDin, that's the Mashmos of the Smak, who's the source of this halacha. Aval ha-gemaro sheba perek zeh, but all the gemaros in this perek, it's a long perek, Rav Nissen Karel, it says, she'ein likro lor haner, el asugios ha-oskos be'inyinei hadlokas haner. You can only read the part of the perek that discusses the idea of lighting the Shabbos candles. V'chein muter lumod inyonei hadlokas haner sheba shulchan aruch, you also can be matir, obviously reading the halachas in shulchan aruch that talk about this siman. You can read this siman in front of the candlelight. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sivches, Nohagin Likros B'Lel Yom HaKippurim B'Machzorim. The minhag is to read on Yom Kippur night from Machzorim by the candlelight. Mipnei She'emas Yom HaKippurim Aleihem, because you have the fear of Yom Kippur upon you. And we discussed last night in the note that this halacha is learned out from the Talmidim being able to read and having their fear of their Rebbe upon them. So to all of us have the fear of Yom Kippur on us, and we're not worried that it will come to Biyata. Siftes, Leil Pesach Shechalios B'Shabbos, Seder night that falls on Shabbos. Mutter Likros HaGadah B'Sefer, you're allowed to read the Haggadah inside. Mishum Dehavi Ke'ein Rosh Prokim, because that's similar to the heads of the topics, like we'll see shortly, the Rosh Prokim. De'ein HaMa'aretz Shalotei Shkura B'Piv Ktas. There is no HaMa'aretz that doesn't have the Haggadah somewhat familiar to him. And therefore, since it's familiar, you don't have to be Ma'ayin so much, and therefore we're not worried that you might come to tilt the candles. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaton Yud Zayin, the Ein Am Haaretz, there is no Am Haaretz who is not familiar with the Haggadah. The Imhu Am Haaretz Shelo Lomad Meolam, if he's taka such an Am Haaretz that he never learned. The Ein Shogar Bepiv Klal Bli Sidur, and he's not familiar with the Haggadah at all without a Sidur in front of him. The Ein Lo Shom Shum Odom Sheyevakshehu Sheitin Daito Lo Shelo Yateh. He has no one else with him that he can ask to be his guardian to remind him if he comes to accidentally try to tilt the candle. Mikom makom efshir gam kein di yishal hakel, says the Chafetz Chaim, still, it's possible we could still be lenient for him to read the Haggadah inside. Shelo levatel mitzvah Haggadah shehum min haTorah, in order not to be mevatel the mitzvah of reading the Haggadah, which is daraisa. Afilu ein lo rak ner shel shemen, even if he only has a candle of shemen, which is the biggest risk factor of tilting it, even so, since it's daraisa, even if he's a total am aretz, he's not familiar with that at all, we could be lenient that he could read it inside. But in general, we said the reason why we're matir it is because there's no one that's not a baki, at least ktsas, in the Haggadah. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaton Yudches, Umitam ze yesh lahatir lomashkin b'shabbos lebeis hakneses. For this reason, we could be matir. One who gets up very early on Shabbos morning and he goes to shul while it's still dark, umispala loor haner hadolik shomi bod yom, and he's going to daven by the candlelight that's still lit from before Shabbos. That's going to be okay. Why? Lefisha tfila ushare dvarim shu omer, because the davening and other things that he's saying, vadai shkurim bepiv, they're for sure fluent in his mouth, yoser min ha-haggadah bepesach, more than the Pesach Haggadah. And therefore, if we're matir the Pesach Haggadah, because mistama a person is shugar in the Haggadah, so certainly he's shugar in the tefillos of Shabbos. Avalil mot sham aser kevan shetzarech iyun. However, to learn by the candlelight on Shabbos morning, very early while it's still dark, that would be forbidden because that needs a great iyun investigation. You have to look at it very carefully. Says the Mechaber Vayit Yosef Yud, Harav Yochol Liros Leor Haner Mehechan Yikiru Atinokos. The Rebbe, Last time we discussed the children, now discussing the Rebbe. The Rebbe is able to look by the candlelight where he's going to teach the Talmidim, ulesader Rosh Parshios, and to prepare the beginnings of the topics, bepiv, with his mouth, basefer, from inside the Sefer Torah. The Kore Kol Shar HaParshal Peh, and the rest of the Parsha you can read by heart. V'roshe Parshios Lav Dafka. It doesn't necessarily mean you can read the first pasuk of each section and get the idea, and then read the rest by heart. It's Lav Dafka. El Kol Sheyodei HaParsha Al Peh, but any section that he knows by heart. U'biktzas Tzarech Liros Basefer Shari, and he just has to look in a little bit once in a while. That's mutter. It's Lav Dafka at the beginning. It could be he knows it basically okay, but once in a while he has to look in for get a phrase and to get him back on track. That also will be okay. Since he's not constantly looking inside the sefer, he has a recognizable sign that he shouldn't be yata, and then we're not worried that he's going to come to tilt the candle. There is no mishabura in Sif Yud, but there is a one-line biralacha that we'll see with a couple of notes. Kol sheyodeya, we said in the Mechaber, as long as he knows the parsha al peh, and he has to look inside for a little bit. Poshet tuhu hadin im yodeya eza sugya umaseches ki agavna. Says the biralacha, the fourth line, the same din, its poshet would apply if it's a sugya of Gemara or mesecht of Gemara or anything similar that he's familiar with and he always look once in a while, it'll be the same heter that he would be allowed to look in once in a while when most of it he knows by heart. So if you look at note 30, he writes, umashmos divrei ha-mishabura, the mashmos of the mishabura. It's really referring to one that we saw yesterday, Sifkaton Tes, and one that we just read now, Sifkaton Yutchas, about the person who gets up early Shabbos morning. We said he's allowed a daven from inside a siddur. So the mashmos of the Mishabur is, Sheba'ofen Shatzarach Likro Mitoch HaSefer Rak Roshei Prakim, that in a situation where he only needs to look inside for the Roshei Prakim, Mutter Lo Likro HaKol Mitoch HaSefer, he's allowed to read inside everything from the Sefer, V'lo Rak Es Roshei Prakim. Since all he needs is the Rosh Prakim, the rest he knows by heart, we don't limit what he looks inside for. He could look inside for everything now because it's so shogar bepiv that it's okay for him to look inside because he doesn't need to be ma'ayin still because he knows it by heart. V'chein kosev ha-kaf ha-chayim, and so too writes the kaf ha-chayim, sha'af shal shulchan aruch ha-rav hevi benidon zeh machlokas rishonim. Even though the Shulchan Aruch HaRav brings the Gabbai this discussion, when you know most of it by heart and you don't know the Rosh Prakim by heart, are you allowed to read the whole thing inside or not? He brings the Machlokas Rishonim. V'nishar b'tzarech iyan, and he leaves off b'tzarech iyan. Mikomo kol ha-minog l'hakel, still the minog is to be making like the mashmos of the Mishabura. U'kumo she'sasam ha-Shulchan Aruch HaRav bi'atzmo, and like the Shulchan Aruch HaRav is so same himself. Now let's look at note 31, going on the Bir Halacha, who said that the same thing would apply if he knows most of the Masechta or the Sugya by heart. He also can be reading it from inside. Halomed Baal Peh, Verotze Liros B'Gemara O B'Tosos Es Diak L'Shonam. A person who knows the Sugya by heart, he knows the Gemara or he knows the Tosos by heart, he just wants to look inside to make a Diak in the Lashon. So his topic, Agon Rav Nissen Kirelitz, Rav Nissen Kirelitz has a suffix, Ha'im Doma Ofen Zelo Roshei Prakim, is this similar to Roshei Prakim like the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch? She'eno Korei Inyan Shalim Amutter, he's only looking for a little bit, a couple of words, and therefore it's permissible. O Shema Aser Lasoskin, or maybe not, maybe since he's looking Bedafka to be Medaik in a few words, it would be Aser to do it. Shemi Acha Sherota Liros Hetev as Halashon. His whole purpose of looking is to look very exacting at the Lashon to make a Diuk. That's not like Rosh Prakim. You just need a casual reminder of what's going on. You're not trying to medayik exactly the words that are written there. Shasham ein tzarech el ha-bata b'vah. There by the Rosh Prakim, you just need a quick glance. You're not being medayik in the Lashon, so maybe over here it will be more chomer, and therefore he has a suffix whether that would be permissible. Let's go weiter in the Mechaber Sif Yud Aleph. Kalim hadomim zelazeh, vessels or garments that are similar to each other. V'tzorich iyun lahavchin b'neihem, and you need to look carefully to differentiate between them. Aser levodkon l'or haner, will be aser to check them out by the light of the candle. V'afilu lahavchin b'im bigodov l'bigde ishto, even to be mavchin between your clothing and your wife's clothing would be aser imheim domin aser livdok, if they're similar, it would be aser to check them by the candlelight. Says the Mishabura Sifkaton Yutes v'tzorich iyun. The Rambam Isa v'tzarech iyan rav. The Rambam adds in, it's not enough that it needs iyan, it needs a great iyan. Then it's a problem. V'ayim b'bir halacha di'esh lismoch al zeh lifnei ner shel shava v'chelev. The bir halacha says that you can rely on the kula if it is in front of a wax candle, the belav hochi yesh mekilin, because there are those who are making, like we learned earlier in the siman, always by a wax candle. So if it's only if it's a wax candle and you have needs a little bit of ian, so you can be mekil. Since the Rambam says it's only a problem if it's tzarach ian rav. Says the mechaber vayter in Siv Yud Beis. Shamosh she'eno kavua. You have a shamish, a servant, a waiter who's not set. It's not his normal position. So osir lo livdo kosos uka'aros l'or haner. He's not allowed to check the cups and the plates by the candlelight. Bifnei she'eno makirun, because he does not recognize the vessel so well. He's going to need to analyze it much more than a regular waiter, and therefore it's not allowed. Bein b'ner shemen zayis, whether it's a candle shemen zayis, bein b'ner shel neft, or it's a ner shel neft pirish, min zefes lovan v'reicha ra. It's a type of pitch that's white, that has a very bad smell. The Be'er Halacha says it's not white. The zefes lovan is very flammable, has other problems, and they're not goreis the lovan, but it's a type of zefes, and it smells very bad. So the Mechaber tells us that a shamish that's not normally working at this position, he can't investigate the different cups and different plates with the Or HaNer, because he doesn't recognize them well. It doesn't matter whether the Ner is a Ner Shemen Zayas or a Ner Shel Neft. Sha'oro Rav. The Ner Shel Neft, even though it has a lot of light, still it would be Aser. The Ramah says, V'yesh matirim b'shel neft afilu b'shamish eno kavua. Says the Ramah, there are those who argue, and if it's a Ner of Neft, which has a great light, it will be mutter even by a shamish that's eno kavua. But now we're back to the Mechaber. So we said by a shamish as eino kavua, it's also by both these types of lights. Aval shamish kavua mutter lo livdok l'or haner kosos. But a shamish who is kavua in his job, he can check out the vessels, the cups, by the or haner. Mipnei she'eino tzarech ian harveh. He does not need a lot of ian. He knows the cups. V'imhoya ner shel shemen zayis. And if it was a candle that was made from olive oil, Ein morin lo livdok. We don't paskin to him that he can't check them by the candlelight. Afal pishu mutter. Even though Mekir Adin, it's really mutter by all lights, but we're not going to tell him that it's mutter, even though it is, because gzeira shemi yestapik mimenu. We're worried he might draw some of the olive oil out of the light, and that would be a different problem. So therefore, even though mitin shemiyata, it's mutter, because he is a waiter that normally works there, and he knows the stuff, but there's a separate problem when it comes to Shemen Zayis, that Shemen Yistapik Memeno, so we won't be Mora, that it's permissible. Says the Ramah, Nogu l'chasos haktanim shelo yu arumim ibnei aneros. The minog is to cover up little children, that they should not be naked in front of the candles, mishun bizui mitzvah, because it's a disgrace to the mitzvah. V'chein kosav arokeach. So now let's see the Mishaburas over here, beginning with Sivkoton Chof. The first thing we said in the Mechaber is a shamish that's eino kavua can't be checking the cups and the plates by candlelight. Says the Mishavur, it's a lomar, livdo kosos hadomen zelazet. He can't be looking at cups that are similar to each other. Veleda ezim mehen lanicha la shulchan, to figure out which one should be used for the suda and which one shouldn't be used. Veshamish eino kavua eino makirun. A shamish that's not normally set, he doesn't usually work here, he doesn't recognize the cups and plates so well. The tzarach lazeh ian harbe, and therefore he needs a lot of ian. Al kein cheshina shemiyata, therefore we're worried that his great ian, he might come to tilt the light to get a better look. The haran kosov shabedika hi liros imheim nikiyim. The ran says, the bedika we're discussing over here is to see whether the cups and plates are clean or not. The shamish kavua, and the normal waiter, the normal worker that's here, mipneishu baki b'em mikfar, since he knows the vessels literally inside and outside, Yodeya Eza Kli Enonaki Kolkach, he knows the vessels that are not so clean, that have cracks and that tend to get dirty, so it's much easier for him. He doesn't have to analyze it as much. But the Shamish Enokavua, it's Aser, because he doesn't know his stuff as well. So we said in the Machaber, this is going to be Aser, whether it's Shemen Zayas, whether it's olive oil, or it's B'ner Shel Neft, Sha'ora Rav. Or if it's a candle of this Neft, which has a great light. Says the Mishabur and Chaf Aleph, Rosh Lomra means to say, Afal pi sha'oro rav, even though it has a big light, afilu hachi chayshina shemiyata, we're still worried he might come to tilt it. Kevan shu shamish she'eno kavua l'maisa, he's not familiar with the stuff. And then when it has a big light, he still might come to tilt it to get a better look. Sivkaton Chaf Beis b'shel neft, that's going on the Ramah. The Ramah argued and said that when it comes to the light that has a lot of light, the ner shel neft, so even a shamish she'eno kavua will be permissible. Taimum, the reason is the lahatoya lo chayshina, that we're not worried that it'll come to tilt it. Lefisha oro rav, velo tzarach lazeh, because the light is so big, he doesn't need to tilt it. Ulashema yistapik lo chayshina mishum demois. Why are we concerned, like we're going to see in the Mechaber later, by the Shem and Zayas? Why aren't we worried by the Ner Shel Neth that you might come to take some out from the candle? That we're not worried about because Neth is disgusting, it's moist, you wouldn't want it. U'b'Shem and Zayas, v'chein b'shar shmonim l'ku yam aser. But when it comes to a waiter who's not kavua, so whether it's olive oil or any other oils, according to everyone, it's going to be aser. U'l'eis ha'tzorech yesh lismoch al de'azo. In a time of need, one can rely on this shita. So the only heter over here is b'shal neft. So even a waiter that's not kavua, we said you could be lenient when it comes to neft. So even though it's a machlokas between the mechaber and the rama, the mishabura says leis atzorich, you can rely on this. But that's only by that kind of candle. By any other type of oil, olive oil or any other oil, it would be usur according to everyone. Sifkoton chav gimel goes when we come back in the mechaber in the last line to a shamish who's kavua. We said he can check Lor Haner the Kosos because it does not need Iyun Harbe. Says the Mishabura Lor Haner, he can check Lor Haner, Shel Neft. This is talking about Lor Haner, according to the Mechaber who said, a Shamish Eino Kavua can't use any lights, even a Neft light, which is very big. So here the Mechaber is saying that you can, a Shamish Kavua is allowed to check Lor Haner, so the Mishabura says Shel Neft, because that has the big light. Ule Inyan Shar Shmonim Ayam Bir Halacha. What about a shamish kavua using other types of oils? So look in the bir halacha. So let's take a look at the last bir halacha on the page. Lo'or haner, zok the bir halacha shel neif, like he said in the Mishavura. V'kosa b'sefer shulchan atzei shitim dehu adin l'shar shmanim. Says the shulchan atzei shitim that it's lav dafka just neif, but really all other oils as well will be permissible. The time when his reason is the lo chayshin and l'shema yistapik rak b'shem and zayis. We're not worried that he's going to take away any of the oil except when it comes to Shem and Zayas. Because as we saw in the Mechaber, really everything's mutter. The only reason Shem and Zayas, we don't tell him is mutter, even though it really is mutter, is he might take it. So says the Shulchan Atzei Shittim, really, the same applies to all types of oils are permissible, and we don't have the Gzeir of Shem Yistapik except for Shem and Zayas. Says the Chavetz Chaim Olanias Daiti, in my humble opinion, Beis Yosef lo mashma, because the Beis Yosef is not mashma that way. The only exception to the case, the rule in general is that you can't use it close up if you're a shamish kavua. We can't be mora that you could do it because of word shami yistapik, you might take from it. The only case we're not worried you'll take it from there is neit because it's disgusting. You don't want it. But according to the Beis Yosef, says the Chavetz Chaim, by other oils, it will be just like olive oil. And even in the Torah, it doesn't mention anything about Shem and Zayas. It just says Shem and Stam. And therefore, the Chavetz Chaim is really coming to argue, based on the Beis Yosef, on the Shulchan Atzei Shittim, there's not so poshut to only be asering Shem and Zayas, that Shem Yistapik, but really, in fact, you should aser everything, because Shem Yistapik, except for the Neft, which you would never take, because it is Mius. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter Sifkadon Chav Dalud She'enu Tzarech Iyun. We said the reason why the Shamish Kavua is a lot of check or aner the Kosos is because it does not need a great Iyun. V'afal Gavda Filu LaHavchin Bein Bigodav LeBigde Ishto Asru. Even though we just learned in Halacha Yud Aleph that differentiate between your clothes and your wife's clothes, if they're similar, it's going to be Asr. Hacha Hitiru Mishum Nikias. Here they mattered because the only issue that we're addressing over here is Mishum Nikias. And therefore, apparently, that's an easier thing to check. Like the Ran said, like we saw in the Ran before. The Mishabura continues in Sefkadon Chafei, we said, but by the Shem and Zayas, or the Machlokas, by other things as well, we are not Mora that he can be Bodek, even if he is the Shamish Kavua. Says the Mishabura, Rotzalomer, in Bola Faneinu Lishol, if he comes to ask us a Shaila, Ein Mora lo Lechathchila, we will not teach him Lechathchila that he can do it. But if you see a person doing it on his own, you would not protest against him. And again, the problem with the giving him the heter l'chatchila is because he might come and draw out some of the oil. Says the Mishabur and Sefkadon Chavav, the afagav de le'inyan hadlaka lo asr mishum zeh. And even though we're not worried that you're going to draw out the oil and therefore asering using olive oil for your Shabbos lamps, we allow you to use olive oil. We're not worried you're going to draw out oil. So why are we worried over here that you, when you when you uh, when you're going to be next to it to look for things, we're more worried. Why is that? Shani Hocha, here is different. Ayadeshu miskariv laner biyoser livdok chayshina tvei hagufa. Since you're getting much closer to sit there and to analyze the difference between the cups, so there we're worried you might decide, hey, the oil looks geschmack. You might take some out and use for something else that you want oil for. But when you put it in for the candle, so you're not staring right at it, you know, at any point on Shabbos necessarily, and therefore they did not have to make the gzeira of putting the oil in the candle, but they did make a gzeira that you can't analyze things by the candle because you shemi is stopping. In the notes he points out, he reminds us that we learned earlier, a few simanim ago, that if in fact you have another cup of oil next to the ikker cup of oil, right, the wick comes out with the fire on it in cup number one, but the wick extends on the other end and is drawing water from another cup of oil, we said in fact that was usr, because there we were, you might draw out the oil, because since there's no fire burning over there, there we were, if the two cups were not attached to each other, we saw based on the Mishnah in Bamei Malikim that would in fact be usr. But in general, to use oil in the cup in which the wick is burning would be 100% permissible. The only problem is to be analyzing differences between cups and plates, and then we're worried, Shemi is stopping Mimenu. The last thing we saw in the Ramah, he switches gears a little bit to end off the Siman, and that is, he says, the minhag is to cover ketanim, they shouldn't be naked in front of the candles, because that is Bizui Mitzvah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, and then we'll see some notes. Kosha, it's difficult, says the Chavos Chayim, the Belav Hachi Aser, Mishum Sakana, the Asi Lidei Nichbeh. Why does the Ramah have to say that you have to cover up the ketanim, they shouldn't be Arum in front of the Neros? The Gemara Pesachim tells us straight out that a person who stands Arum in front of the candles, he might come to get epilepsy. That's how they teach it in the art scroll, Nukhba, that it's epilepsy, so it could lead to Sakana. So why do you have to tell me you can't do it because of Bizei Mitzvah? Anyway, you can't do it because of Sakana. So V'niru L'chalik ben katan l'gadol. So says the Chavos Chayim, it could be M'chalik. That there, when we're talking about the concern that it might be a chash sakana, that's by a gadol. Here we're talking about little children, so there it's not necessarily going to be a sakana for them. If the children have to say, it's bizui mitzvah. So if we look at the note over here, note number 36, some of it's obvious. Ulahashtin alaso strachav olaniach dover metuna b'fnei neiros. To relieve oneself, or to put something dirty and disgusting in front of the Neros, the Kafa Chaim writes, Shakol Shekein Shiesh Bazem Mishum Bizui Mitzvah Aser. If you can't have little kids running around, so that's a problem, so certainly this will be a problem, and that will be a greater Bizui Mitzvah, and it will be Aser. The Af Neros Sholel Birchu Aleihem, even candles that you did not make the bracha on. Rav Nissen Karelet says, Shem Hudluku Lekavet Shabbos. If they were lit in honor of Shabbos, shayach ben bizui mitzvah. It's shayach by them bizui mitzvah as well. The same dinim, even though the bracha wasn't made on those candles, but they were lit l'kavod Shabbos. Same problem. The host of it, he adds on, shemikol mokom ner shehudlak bebeis hakiseh inu b'chlalze. A candle that's in the bathroom would not be included in that. Kevin shem kach hidliku sham, because obviously that's why they lit it, so they can use it in the bathroom. So therefore, that wouldn't be a chshash of a bizui mitzvah. Now he says an interesting thing, very practical. Will hachlev tito latinok the mokom shaner is dolkum, to change a baby's diaper in front of the candles. Rav Nissen Karel says she yamor hu atzmo kehafsek ben aneros latinok. You should stand when you're doing the changing between the baby and the candles as a separation. Shabofen ze ein hadav nechshav kebizui haneros. By standing in between, that's not considered a bizui of the neros. Velimro shaora mispashbek amlet sadim. Because Lamaisa, the light spreads out and goes other places as well, and you're making a little block between the child and the Neros, and therefore that's the way you should do it. If you find yourself having to do it near the Neros, so you should block between the child and the Neros. And that concludes Siman Ayin Reish Hei. And Amir Tz Hashem, tomorrow we'll begin Siman Reish Ayin Vav.